Well, one final thing on the AC units. I've got those split units at all my new tower sites, and now they're only trying to do a single room, but those rooms generate a lot of heat, so they've got a hell of a job keeping them cool. And those split units work pretty darn good. Anyhow, last night, so I wanted to kind of hear myself, and I had an SBR dialed up, but that guy from Indy. Now, you said Buffalo. I thought he said he was in Indianapolis. So I was a little confused. He was a Nine-lander, but you said something about Buffalo, unless there was somebody else, and I didn't catch that. But anyhow, he got Gavin in there, and I wanted to check my audio, so I went down the band a little bit and started talking to myself on an SBR out of Columbus. And anyhow, I just kind of said, whatever, sounds okay to me. And then I just I went back up, and he was still going on and on, so I just said, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, he was in Indy someplace, and yeah, he was a little chatty, and I guess I was too. Now the Buffalo guy was the guy I mentioned that was interested in the one radio I had for sale. Separately, he was not on the air. Yeah, last night's guy was in Buffalo, Indy. So I rolled over to the old Drake C line and fired it up and got the L4B plugged back in, and everything fired right up. You know, we chatted for a bit on that, and I, you know, followed the one hand on the VFO to compensate for the drift. But we chatted for a bit. There was another guy that popped in for, it was a guy here locally, Pete, W8BBM. He's right here in Bloomfield Hills. I've heard him on before. He kind of does some hi-fi audio on 80 and 160 and stuff. He popped in for a couple of rounds, and then we all got out. So, we were kind of late, but it was fun to blow the dust off down there.